You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Lily Jamali. Imagine if you could walk into one of the world's great libraries and leave with whatever you wanted, any book, map, or photo, historical document, like forever, no questions asked. Well, there's an argument that something like that is happening to the digital data of nations. In a lot of places, anyone can come along and scrape the internet for the valuable data that is the backbone of AI. But what if raw data generated in a particular country could be used to benefit not outside interests, but that country and its people? Some nations have started building their own AI infrastructure to that end in a bid to secure their AI sovereignty. And according to venture capitalist Vinod Khosla, the potential implications and opportunities are huge.
These language models are trained in English, but there's 13 Indian scripts. Within that, there's probably a couple of hundred languages or language variants. So the cultural context for these languages is different. We do think it deserves an effort to have cultural context and nuances. Like in India, you don't speak Hindi and you don't speak English. You mix the two, what's sometimes called Hinglish. So those kinds of things have to be taken into account. Then you go to the other level. Will India rely on something that the technology could be banned, like a US model?
So you were just talking about the cultural context. There is a huge political overlay.
Political and national security. So imagine India is buying oil for Iran, which it does. If there's embargo on Iranian trade, is that possible that they can't get oil or they can't get AI models? So every country will need some level of national security independence in AI. And I think that's a healthy thing. It will make the world more diversified and a little bit safer.
More safe? Why? Why do you say that?
Because everybody can't be held hostage to just an American model. The Chinese are doing this for sure. But if there's a conflict between India and China, can it 100% predict what the US will do? They may care more about Taiwan than the relationship between India and China, for example.
And can you explain why you think it is important for each country to have its own model?
I'm not saying in India they'll only use the Indian model. They will use all sorts of models from all over the world, including open source models. Now, China, I have a philosophical view on we are competitors and enemies, and I take a somewhat hawkish view on China. You know, the best way to protect ourselves is be well-armed to be safe against China. And that'll avoid conflict if it's a mutually assured destruction, so to speak. In countries like India or Japan, they'll use all sorts of models from everywhere in the world, including their own local models, depending upon the application or the context.
That was Vinod Khosla, founder of Khosla Ventures. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.